There are almost 2 dozen recreational cabins sprinkled across Wrangell Island and its surrounding area. They're managed by the local branch of the Forest Service.
Where the cabins are distributed across both forests on the region is part of a much larger planning effort that is not necessarily in the district's control.
Wrangell District Ranger Clint Kolarich says he's hoping his team can help pave the way for more cabins in the coming years, thanks to an influx of federal money to be spent on cabins.
I think everyone's pretty aware that we at the district level, with the Wrangell Ranger District in conjunction with the Petersburg Ranger District, kind of saw the handwriting on the wall, and we started a cabins environmental assessment.
The environmental assessment, or EA, is just for clearing potential locations for future cabins if funding becomes available. Kolarich says the process, which happens under the National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA, is almost done.
I just want to get it done. We want to be able to say that we're ready. So when the funding comes, I love seeing this district, along with Petersburg, be positioned to react quickly when that stuff happens. So not every district, even though I love all my other rangers, but not every district is as prepared. And I think we've done a really good job so that we can position ourselves to be ready as soon as stuff's ready for us.
Kolarich says because of that preparation, the Wrangell Ranger District anticipates it could secure funding for 2 cabins in the next 2 years. One would replace a cabin at Annan Bay, a popular bear and wildlife viewing site just south of Wrangell Island. It was crushed by a tree over the winter. But the other site would be a new cabin on Wrangell's road system.
We call it right now Little Lakes. We hope to give it a Tlingit name.
Tori Hauser is a recreation planner with the Forest Service in Wrangell.
Up above the actual Long Lake, where the trailhead is, there's another little set of lakes, and it's at the north end of those little lakes.
Kolarich says the proposed new cabin site is near an existing site about 20 miles south of town on the island's logging road system.
So when you make the turn to go to Long Lake, it's not very far up the road. It's right where the water begins, and then there'll be a short trail that takes you, and a parking lot put in, small parking lot, and a short trail that will take you about 300 feet from the road. And that's just far enough to get over a little rise, so the cabin won't really be visible at all from the road, and it'll be right on the water. It's an amazing little site, and that location came from our public comment period. It wasn't something we sat down and drew up in the office. So I'm excited about that. It's a really neat spot, and it's super easy, accessible. And so that's the plan.
Hauser and District Ranger Kolarich say they hope the cabin could be constructed the summer after next, depending on funding. It will depend on how funding is distributed at the regional level, which is why the team is doing everything it can to have projects basically shovel ready. Beyond cabins, Hauser says the Forest Service is working toward building the second phase of a new viewing deck at Annan, a lower deck that will allow closer access to watch and photograph bears at Annan Creek as they fish for salmon. The first phase of the deck wrapped up in 2022.
Fingers crossed that we will have new lower deck and access by June 15th of next year. And a new cabin.
If so, it might make Annan Wildlife Observatory the newest site on the Tongass, with a near-new upper viewing deck, new lower viewing deck, and newly rebuilt recreational cabin. Along with trail projects and repairs to a highly used dock on Zarembo Island slated for next spring, coming construction seasons could be quite busy. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.